ultimately shocked, and I was speaking with a reporter from Tampa Tribune earlier, and I was telling her that I'm still unable to absorb the news, even though it was expected that there are going to be, you know, a lot of threats and some kind of attacks and all. But, you know, I could never imagine in my wildest dreams that, you know, she'd be no more.
And how do you think that this will affect the country, especially affect the politics?
To be very honest, John, I think it has opened up the field for the ruling party. In Pakistan, there are three main political parties, like big ones, the most popular ones. It is People's Party, which was led by Benazir Bhutto. Then Pakistan Muslim League, which is led by Nawaz Sharif. And that Muslim League has now been divided into two groups, Muslim League Nawaz and Muslim League Q. And Q is the group which is siding with Musharraf. So, and the third party is MQM, which again is siding with Musharraf, and, you know, they form coalition governments and whatnot. So by Benazir being out of the picture, and by Pakistan Muslim League Nawaz group, which is, again, a very big and very popular party, boycotting the elections, that just opens up the field for the government. And they can pick and choose, you know, their own candidates, just like they pick, you know, they were picking and choosing their own judges. So ultimately, it favors the ruling party.
Do you think the elections will go forward?
To be very honest, I am not too sure right now, because there are two sides. If they go forward with the elections, again, as I said, that, you know, now they don't have any competition, you know, so it's really very easy for them. Or if there's any other hidden agenda that I have not been able to analyze as yet, or haven't been able to think about, my concern is that the assassination of Benazir is going to initiate a lot of protests and agitation, and that may not give yet another excuse to the current government to impose yet another emergency. So, you know, it's to be very honest, it's very gray right now.
What can you say about the popular support of Benazir Bhutto before she was assassinated, and compare that to the popular support in Pakistan of Musharraf?
Benazir was the leader of masses. And Musharraf is the leader of elite, I would say. So Benazir was the leader of masses, and it's not because, of course, she was a very charismatic personality, but also because of her dad, because he's still a living legend in Pakistan. So there's a lot of, you know, the trickle effect from her dad, that there are a lot of people who are ready to die for her and the party. So in the province of Sindh, Balochistan, and even Punjab, Benazir remains to be a very, very, very popular leader of the masses.